everyone. Welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. My guest today is the president of Relax the Sauna. You may have heard me talk about these before. They're on my website. And he's doing a special for my audience this week. So typically you go to relaxsaunas.com and use the promo code Courts to get your discount. But for this week, I think he's going to give me about 7-8 days and you will get a discount of $150 off. So that is super, super generous and really appreciative. And I highly recommend you get one of these. I love them. So we're going to talk to the president of Relax Sauna today. His name is Philip Wilson. I'm going to read his bio because it is very long. Phil has been a champion for individual freedoms, educating individuals for 50 years on learning to be honest to themselves, uncovering the lies that they have bought. Phil has been immersed in the world of being your own doctor and holistic medicine and fasting since 1971. He has been the forerunner in bringing out cutting edge and progressive products that uplift and center people, connecting them to dive to the divine within. Since 2001, Phil has been on the forefront promoting far infrared saunas in general, and specifically the Relax Far Infrared Sauna, which technology-wise is light years ahead of all the good infrared saunas in terms of cleansing and purifying the body and giving a person an incredible sense of revitalization, greater performance, getting rid of all kinds of ailments and pain, and assisting us from recovering from traumas and injury. And, you know, I always say that taking ownership of our health is a key to personal sovereignty because those who are sick are dependent on big pharma, you know, government systems, and I want to see you empowered and healthy and vital. So I love these saunas. Personally, I'm always cold, so I'm a huge fan of them, and they heat up pretty quickly, unlike some other saunas traditionally, which are also great, but these heat up really quickly, so you can just hop in, and I personally love that you can keep your head out. So, you know, for us ladies, if it's the middle of the day and we don't want to have to do our whole hair and makeup all over again, that can take up a lot of time. So this is very convenient. So, Phil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. It's a delightful day, and I'm all excited to being podcast by you. What a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, so tell us how you discovered the Relax Saunas and the Far Infrared Sauna.
Well, I opened up a business selling cutting-edge health products in 1980 and massage tools and massage sandals and anything that was weird and helpful, like the full-spectrum light bulbs that get rid of depression and you name it, color therapy glasses. At any rate, I was at a biological dentist show in 2001 in Las Vegas, and the next day there was a spa show, and one of my massage tool suppliers had a booth. And at their booth, oh my God, you couldn't believe what I saw. It was something that looked like what's behind my on the right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a portable sauna. And I said, it wasn't this one, but I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe you have a portable sauna in your home. I mean, like I felt better than any kid on Christmas morning could have felt because it just, I mean, I love saunas. I joined gyms 3 times just to use their saunas. So, yeah. You know, those are my Baroque days. That was before the classical period is the Baroque period. Well, those are my Baroque days, and it took me about a year before I could afford to buy one, even at wholesale. And so I bought one in 2001. This was in 2000, in October 2001, I bought one.
Okay.
And then a year later, I got a call from the Relax Sauna Company in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And they said that their sauna, they said their sauna was better. And I hate the word better. So, so you know, I usually tell people they said that the sauna was technologically more advanced, which it indeed is, because they use semiconductor chips. And I asked them what the price was, and they gave me a good price, and it showed up 2 days later. Wow. FedEx Express next, you know, and everyone at my store, everyone at my office said night and day difference. Oh my gosh, it heats up so quickly. It actually heats up in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
The other sauna heated, you know, I don't know, it was 18 minutes before I could start sweating in the other sauna, which I loved and used for a year. Took the chair out And then it would take me 55 minutes to have a good sweat. In the relaxed sauna, you can feel it immediately. I tell people it's like a warm grandma's hug. If it's a loving grandma, not the other kind. And
grandmas are loving.
Yeah, I said that, for a long time I was saying, it feels like your grandma's giving you a loving hug. And one woman said, not my grandma. So I said, the grandma that you always wished you had.
Yes.
Because it's unconditional love. And I describe the feeling in the relaxed sauna in four ways. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful hug from your loving grandma. It's like being in the presence of a Qigong master or a great guru or giving you unconditional love. It's like being on the beach in Hawaii or any kind of wonderful, island. Mm-hmm. And it's like basking in divine love. And I finally figured out what the commonality between those four things is. It's unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Just being totally accepted for who you are in your what. And the relaxed sauna sort of helps you feel that way.
Aww. That's beautiful.
Yes. And it's been a delight. And since then, I sold six saunas of my other sauna the first year. And then the first year selling the relaxed sauna in 2003, we sold about 24 saunas. The next year, the next year, 120. And I think last year we sold almost 6,000 relaxed saunas.
Oh, wow.
So we really believe that a relaxed sauna in your home is one of the most, wonderful things you can have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So tell me about the far infrared and what's the benefit of that and how does that work?
Well, the relaxed sauna is truly a far infrared sauna. And I was told about 10 years ago that a far infrared sauna, by definition in Japan, has to be at least 95% far infrared ray. And we tested the relaxed sauna about three or four months ago at the Polytechnic University in LA. Mm-hmm. And they have a machine called a bolometer that measures the exact wavelength that comes out of the relaxed sauna. Mm-hmm. And for the first 60 minutes, it was all between 7 and 14 microns. And that's the magical wavelength, according to Dr. Sherry Rogers, according to me, because water is a far infrared molecule. Most people don't realize that water shines 8 microns of wavelength of light, and it absorbs that. And we as human beings, we are not, just as Daniel Brinkley says, light beings, spiritual light beings. We are far infrared light beings. We shine far infrared light.
Well, we're largely water as well. So
yeah, exactly. So that's why the vibration of 9.4 microns that we as humans and mammals and birds have is very similar to the wavelength of water, which is 8 microns. Because we're some people, Dr. Gerald Pollack says we're 99% water. And 79% of our cells are water, but we're about 99% water.
Yeah.
With a few minerals mixed in. Mm-hmm. The far infrared, and because we are between 9.4 microns, the relaxed sauna, it took the company 10 years of research from 1987 to 1997 to find a way, using computer technology, we were able to actually give you the exact wavelength of water in the human being, and therefore we can have a greater effect on the human body. Because see, the purpose of a far infrared sauna is, one, to resonate the water molecules. So if we give you an energy that causes your water molecule to vibrate and to spin, and according to a physicist I talked to a couple of years ago, she said that's what increases the voltage of the water. Now, when you increase the voltage, that's like increasing temperature. So if all your water molecules are dancing and vibrating and spinning because you're absorbing the wavelength of the far infrared light, it's going to increase your body temperature. Just like 100 people in a small room dancing, it's going to increase your body temperature.
Right.
Now, Hippocrates, the great Greek physician, and you know who he is.
The Hippocratic Oath, yes.
And and the father of modern medicine, he said,
All disease starts in the gut. Yeah.
Exactly. He said, find me a way to create fever and sweat, and I will cure disease.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah. That,
all I got to do is increase your body temperature, and I can catalyze you to heal yourself. Now, yeah. I was at a cancer conference in Jacksonville a few months ago.
Okay.
And there's a German doctor who spoke, and he wrote a book about Farnfred Ray, and he was telling me that the derivative of the Greek word physician comes from the Greek word which means warmer.
Mm-hmm. So
the purpose of the Greek doctors was to warm your body, and hence increase your body temperature, and hence get your body to naturally heal itself.
That's amazing. I'm going to sneeze, so it must be true.
Right. But,
it is amazing, but it's so foreign to people today because people are so afraid of fevers. I hear this all the time, especially when parents are afraid with their children. And so they're just not just for children, but I see people taking medication all the time. Their instinct is to want to break the fever, not naturally, but with some sort of pharmaceutical or over-the-counter drugs.
When I was 10, 11, 12, I mean, on the third day of a flu, I would wake up totally soaked in bed and feeling incredible. So the breaking of the fever is what it's all about. That's really key. And the fear is just such a crazy word.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's like, because when you fear something, you picture something, you give it energy,
Right.
And so if you look at the laws of how to manifest something in your body, the last thing in the world you want to do is fear anything, because that's giving attention to it, that's the way we create our reality. So the word fear, we want to instead picture what we want in our life. That's why it's never really good to wish ill harm upon others, because whatever we wish upon another, we're picturing, and that's how we create our reality. And right. So, the relaxed sauna, what it does in particular, as all saunas do, it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, gets you into the now. And getting into the now is a magic moment. Because when you get in the now, there's no time. Now, you know what happens when there's no time? There's no pain.
Right.
Because my quasi definition of time is the awareness of pain is the awareness of time. Like, have you ever worried? Have you ever worried? Have you ever waited? Those are painful activities.
But if
the sauna can get you to activate the parasympathetic and get out of that nervous caffeine mind, out of the flight and fight, but get into that rest and relax modes where you're resting in the divine, you're resting in that which you are, in the present moment, that's when true healing can take place, like in the dream state, and when you're in the sauna. And I have seen, almost every time, almost without fail, 50% to 100% of a person's pain in 5 to 7 minutes with their clothes on, without sweating, will be gone every time when I do shows. And we have about 800, 900 video testimonial interviews of talking to people after shows. Uh-huh. Just the other day at a show we were doing, don't even know what city I was in. I was in New York and I was in Dallas, Texas. And, the guy had shoulder pain, pain six, and he was in. And he said, it's all gone. It's all gone. And this happens all the time without sweating. 5 to 7 minutes with your clothes on. And so the relaxed sauna has two main treatments. One is a 5 to 7 minute with your clothes on. Just go in and just enjoy it. Uplifted. And there's a 20 minute total sweat. You can do it 30 minutes. Sometimes I do 20, get out, then do another 20. Mm-hmm. But 20 minutes for a profuse sweat. that oh my gosh, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm. So you recommend that, you were explaining the different types. There's a 5 to 7 minute and then a 20 minute. What is the difference and why those numbers?
Well, you know, I'm just using random numbers. It usually takes me 18 to 20 to 22 minutes for a complete sweat. The magic number was usually 22 minutes when it finally got too hot. But in the relaxed sauna, which you can see, I guess, to my right or on the screen to the right, you can see that there's a zipper, and I call that our sophisticated digital temperature control device is called the zipper. So if after 22 minutes,
is it made by YKK?
What is that?
Is it made by YKK? They have like the monopoly on zippers.
Maybe it is. It's a good zipper.
Something like 75% of all zippers, which is a very large number, or like in the world, are made by YKK.
Rarely do we have a problem with a zipper. You know,
it must be a YKK.
Blue Moon, yes, they're very good zippers, and our tent is a pop up tent. It's the only sauna that's truly portable in that you can actually carry it on a carry-on bag that someone carried onto the plane and put it in the overhead. And then if you want to take the chair with you, I have a Samsonite 20 and a half inch by 28 inch suitcase, and it fits in there beautifully. And it's the only, otherwise all the other portable saunas, you would have to pay $100, $150, oversized fee to put on a plane. So we're the truly, see how it fits in the bag to the right?
Yeah.
And the chair and the bag both fit in a Samsonite suitcase, and there's a Jessica Simpson suitcase that fits in, and a few others.
Okay.
It's like what the relaxed sauna does, it's the purpose of a far infrared sauna is to increase body temperature.
Right.
It's to resonate with the water molecules. That's its purpose, to give you the frequency. Now the full spectrum saunas is like almost like a misnomer. All saunas are good. Dr. Bill Akpınar, a Turkish man who's a medical doctor, an Oriental medical doctor, and a Qigong master. He has written a book called No Sweat, No Sweat, K-N-O-W Sweat,
right.
N-O Sweat. So once you know sweat as your teacher, your healer, your confidant, then life is no sweat, no stress. Mm-hmm. And if there is stress, the relaxed sauna will help get rid of 50% to 100% of that stress, guaranteed at 5 to 7 minutes, along with any tension or pain or inflammation. But most saunas can't say that because it's not true. So we are recommending relaxed saunas for any hyperbaric oxygen chamber clinic, for a cryotherapy clinic. I guess I got it backwards. the relaxed sauna works well in it's like Batman and Robin, you know. And for example, we were at a conference in some other city. I don't remember the cities now, where this lady had I think it was in Phoenix. Yeah. And they had a microcurrent technology booth.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
And she sent and the head honcho there came over our booth and got in it and said, wow, told her partner. The partner came in and she had cancer surgery about 7-8 years ago. And after 8 minutes, she says, oh, my gosh. I can see how all my systems are rebuilding themselves.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, she says, this is going to complete what our technology does. This is going to complete it and make it way, way better. And,
wow.
And so because the relaxed sauna only sells for $1,500, it's like we almost are discounted. We don't sell for $30,000, $40,000, but, it's funny because this may sound a little harsh, but you have a lot of saunas on Amazon selling for $200, $300, $500, $600. And frankly, from what they do in terms of, there's a guy who tested them, and he tested them on, reported on Reddit.com in February of 2017. He bought two of them, one of the expensive ones, and after buying a cheaper one.
Okay.
And he tested them and tested and found that they only increased body temperature a half a degree.
Wow.
Degree in 25 minutes. When he checked the heart rate variability on them, they totally failed to do what the research on wooden saunas say about what they can do in on a heart rate variability. And he was saying, oh, this is disappointing. You know, he was so excited.
Right.
He could have an inexpensive sauna do, you know, what the research says. And so, you know, with reluctance, he got a relaxed sauna. He was looking at another sauna, but he decided the relaxed sauna's got 1,400 watts, not 900, not 1,000, but 1,400 watts. And it had a lot of, you know, and he was interested in our technology because we used a semiconductor chip. And it took 10 years for the relaxed sauna company from 1987 to 1997 to create the semiconductor chip that filters out and only gives you, and we broke Planck's law in doing this, and we only give you the far infrared energy that Sherry Rogers talks about in her book, Detoxify or Die, that it actually gives you the exact frequency of light that resonates with human energy.
Wow. And
that's why the relaxed sauna instantly, you know, plus, see, it goes into the body. It's absorbed because water is a far infrared molecule, and we are far infrared light beings. So we absorb when the energy that is emitted by the relaxed sauna, it's all between 7 and 14 microns. So it comes into us, and because we don't recognize it as not us because it's the same vibration frequency, it's absorbed and penetrates. Mm-hmm. And it excites the water molecules. It vibrates, it spins us, and that increases, like I said, the voltage and increases the body temperature. And that's the magic. Now, in those Amazon saunas, they didn't increase body temperature that much. Now, we have just done a second test on the relaxed sauna at another university. And we have tested an expensive portable sauna, like a $1,200 one. And it's only preliminary, but from the preliminary report, only 10 to 15, 17% of that energy was actually far infrared energy between 7 and 14. And we are 100%. And this is probably one of the reasons why the relaxed sauna not only increases body temperature significantly more than any other sauna, but the more important thing that we were talking about before we got on, and that was the heart rate variability.
Mm-hmm.
Because the heart rate variability, I like basically when you can increase the time between heartbeats, that's supposed to be very healthy, and that's related to the heart rate variability.
And so is that the highs and lows of the heart rate? Or?
Well, you want to increase heart rate variability.
Right, right. So like the increase so the distance between your lowest heart rates and your highest?
It's the heart's ability to handle anything that comes at it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's also related to the fact that because the time between heartbeats is longer, that gives you more perspective to respond. You know, it's like you have an overview. Now, so what this guy in his study did after he got the relaxed sauna and he tested it, he was not shocked, but pleased that it raised body temperature for him 2.8 degrees in 25 minutes, not a half a degree. And then when he checked the heart rate variability on it, he was like, oh my gosh, this puts to shame what the research says it will do because this is way higher. So he was basically saying the relaxed sauna is more therapeutic than the wooden saunas they tested and got the research to say far infrared saunas increase heart rate variability. Mm. And I don't know if I mentioned the Mayo Clinic in 2004. They came out and recommended far infrared saunas as very therapeutic for all their heart patients.
Mm-hmm.
And that their heart patients should not do a finished sauna. They should not do a hot tub, and because the heart would have to race to find an equilibrium. But if you increase body temperature, the heart doesn't have to race. And so they recommended in 2004 to all their heart patients. So far infrared saunas have come a long way. Now in Dr. Akpinar's book, No Sweat, No Sweat, mm-hmm. It was a whole history of saunas, you know, from mm-hmm. the Finnish saunas, and you showed the Roman baths, mm-hmm. The Turkish baths. You know, I was at a place in New York. Dr. Hyman's son took us there. We had, and he showed us the Turkish and Russian baths. He happens to totally love the relaxed sauna. Twice has gotten rid of his pain immediately in 7-8 minutes. And he says it's pretty much the best sauna out there for sure. Yeah, there's your bathhouses and steam mm-hmm. rooms. And the Finns, of course. Now, the rumor has it there's more saunas in Finland than Finns. Not sure. but you know, it's like they built their whole foundation. And I would say that in the future in America, they ought to put a relaxed sauna on the ground and build the house around it. Because mm-hmm. the relaxed sauna could very easily be one of the essential appliances in every house, besides the refrigerator, the stove, and the washing machine. The relaxed sauna belongs in every home because, you know, what we can turn a house into a home by getting a relaxed sauna in there, because where there's a hearth, there's a home, and the mm-hmm. relaxed sauna creates the hearth.
I like that. Very clever. Yeah. So what have you, in terms of, we know it heats up much faster, and then I was going to ask about it compared to other saunas, but I know like some of them advertise like the complete spectrum sauna or near infrared. And what would be, is there a reason why they do that? I know you were saying that we're far infrared, so it's mimicking. It's almost like a homeopathic light kills light kind of a system. But what would be the reason for the other types?
Well, you know, near infrared penetrates 1 to 2 millimeters. Mm-hmm. That's just the fact. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are going off saying that it penetrates 5 to 7 inches or 9 inches. Well, the near-infrared lasers, not the light bulbs, the near-infrared mm-hmm. lasers, which, you know, usually sell for a couple $1,000 or more, mm-hmm. they're able to penetrate very deeply, okay? Mm-hmm. But the near-infrared light bulbs only penetrate 1 to 2 millimeters. It's the far-infrared that penetrates 20 to 40 times more. They penetrate 40 to 50 millimeters or 1.5 to 1.75 to 2 inches. Mm-hmm. Have you ever wondered how turtle eggs hatch?
No, wait, well, I have, but I don't know that I know the answer.
Okay. Well, the far infrared light from the sun mm-hmm. comes down, it goes to the sand 2 inches mm-hmm. and resonates with the water in the turtle egg and activates the embryo to grow into a turtle.
Wow.
So when people want to understand far infrared light, they go out into the sun on a hot day, you know, where the sun is hot. Close your eyes with your clothes on, even in the winter, you know, and you can feel that deep, incredible penetrating warmth into your body. Mm-hmm. It's just exciting every atom to your core. Mm-hmm. That's the far infrared light between 4 and 14 microns. That's the same energy as of you, because that's the energy that's absorbed totally by the body, because it's the same energy as us. Mm-hmm. Now the Matt Justice has a whole bunch of he talks about comparing all the saunas, and he says the more far infrared light you have, the better your sauna is. Mm-hmm. And we have compared the relaxed sauna, and we found, I was starting to tell you, there's a second study done where only 15 to 20% of this other sauna's energies actually were far infrared light between 7 and 14, and we're 100%. It took the relaxed sauna company the goal was to create a healing, like a healing spa, like in southern Japan, where the people go to get healed. And there was something about that energy, and it was the preponderance of the far infrared energy between 4 and 14 microns. So it took us 10 years for the Relaxed Sauna Company in Taiwan, not China, but Taiwan, to find a way to break Planck's law and to give you 100% far infrared energy between 4 and 14 microns, actually between 7 and 14 microns, that resonates with the water molecules. Now, I call this soft light, and I was talking to Dr. Jubb, and he says, yes, it's soft light. And it also, Dr. Jubb wrote the book Cell Rejuvenation way back in the 90s and was very, very popular in New York for 10, 20 years. And he's been promoting far infrared saunas for a long time. He really likes the relaxed sauna, and I've interviewed him a couple times on my personal channel because he's like, you know, amazing. But at any rate, he says you have more surfactant, like it creates the more surface area in the body, and the soft far infrared light does wonders for it helping you absorb nutrients and also get the toxins out. Because when you increase the body temperature in the body, that does like five major things. Number one, it detoxifies the body. It activates the lymphatic system, getting the white blood cells or lymphocytes out of hibernation, and they eat up everything that's harmful to the body so that the body can work optimally, to function optimally. The second thing it does, it increases the whole metabolic function in the body, increases circulation, lowering blood pressure all the time, and also getting rid of inflammation and pain and scar tissue. I mean, I've had people say, I've had the scar tissue for 20 years, and in 3 weeks, it's totally gone using the
relaxed.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like when I was a kid, you got the smallpox vaccination. You had that oval thing the size of a dime or a penny. I don't even know where it is anymore because I've been using the relaxed sauna 21 years, almost every morning for 20 minutes or 40 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's over 8,000 times, but a lot of people have said it gets rid of scar tissue. I mean, when you do research, if you would sit there, you know, I'm sure only take you a couple of weeks and watch all 850 video testimonials that I've done on people being in the relaxed sauna. Oh my God, you would buy it in a heartbeat, you know. And I've been making the outlandish claim. I don't know if I said this earlier or not, but I made the outlandish claim that in 5 to 7 minutes, the relaxed sauna can get rid of 50% to 100% of your pain every time, never fail, without sweating, with your clothes on, 5 to 7 minutes. Like when we do shows, you know, you just put people in for 5-7 minutes and boom, the shoulder pain the guy had gone, 7 minutes. And, wow. and one guy in 15 minutes, and he was sweating. He sweated a lot. His sciatica pain of a 7 or 8 pain constant for the last 6.5 weeks, gone.
Wow.
He was crying afterwards. His friend said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Nothing's wrong. I'm crying with joy. If I was a multimillionaire, I would buy this and put this in every old age home." I mean, so I've been promoting the relaxed sauna. And when we first started in 2002, 2003, and I started going to the cancer conferences in LA, the Cancer Control Society conference. And we've been to around 20 cancer conferences. There's 5 cancer centers that sell the relaxed sauna to their patients. But we were going to the Cancer Control Society, and we would get people responding, you know, that it got rid of their pain and all sorts of stuff. And we were selling ours for $6.95, and the other cheaper saunas were $5.95. Well, turned out we were way underpriced. We're selling for $1,500 online now. The other saunas are selling for $190, $250. Some of the better ones are selling for $500 now. So, you know, again, water seeks its own level. I didn't realize, you know, I mean, I was just told that it was, ours was technologically more advanced, broke Planck's law. You know, I gave you the pure far infrared light. Yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful. Those are the magic. Those are the semiconductor chips.
Okay.
And they get hot. They get really hot.
About
like a computer gets hot, right? There's a fan. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have a fan that blows the heat off those chips,
right,
into the sauna. That's the byproduct. That's the byproduct. The therapy of a sauna has very little to do with the heat inside the sauna. A far infrared sauna, a Finnish sauna, different, you know. But the heat and the temperature inside the sauna, I like to say, has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. It really doesn't. but it's not the heat, it's the light. See those radiators you're seeing on the left? Those aren't heaters. Those are lighters. They shine, emit far infrared light. And what it does in the tent to the right has a silver in the side, you know, or the black sauna tent, our deluxe one for rich Taiwanese and those who just want to spend extra money and have a beautiful tent. That has a silver on the inside. But the far infrared goes to clothes, because when we go out into the sun on a hot day, it goes to our clothes. We can feel it. So it goes through the blue nylon in the sauna in back of me and hits the silver, bounces. And so that's why people say, oh my gosh, you have such an even distribution of this loving, healing light inside my body. It's coming from all nooks and crannies. I can especially feel it in my lower back, because the cat lies in the sun. They don't lie in the shade. See, it's a light, the far infrared light, you have to be in front of it. You have to be in front of it. And it goes through clothes. The near infrared only goes 2 millimeters and does not go through clothes. And so the people who have near infrared saunas, they got to turn around. I just like to meditate at it and stay still, you know. Right. And it's a beautiful experience being in the relaxed sauna. And the technology is far, far more advanced. I mean, this is 1997 technology, and 27 years later, there still is no computer technology. There's no sauna that uses semiconductor chips or computer technology. And right. You know, the new cars, they all have semiconductor chips. And yeah, that's an example of a portable, of a different one, not the relaxed sauna, that has the carbon panels. And the carbon panels are generally about 18% of that actually is far infrared ray between 7 and 14 microns. And they're good. It's like, you know, here's what I say. It's like, oh, you live 4 miles from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a bicycle. You're ecstatic because now it just saves you so much time. Sometimes you have trouble bringing the groceries home. So someone gives you a motorcycle, but you still have trouble. And then someone gives you the relaxed sauna, the Mercedes. And you go the groceries home. The ride is pleasant. It's quicker. and you feel happier when you get home and everything is hunky dory, but we really are the Mercedes or the Rolls Royce of saunas. And you know, it's like what Angela said. She was a detox specialist who lives here in Las Vegas, where I also live, and she bought a sauna from us. She said, "Well, I have a $1,200 portable sauna. It's great. It's the best." She got a relaxed sauna. She bought it. Okay. And then she also had a higher dose blanket, sauna blanket. And about 3 months ago, she bought a sauna for one of her patients or one of her clients. And she gave me a 6-minute interview. She said, the relaxed sauna revitalizes her. She says, saunas are all different. They all have different doses. They're all different. The saunas, they're totally different. And people think that all vitamin C's are the same.
Right.
100 milligrams of vitamin C cannot do what 1 gram of vitamin C does. So your body may need 300 or 400 milligrams of vitamin C. So, you know, the other saunas, they're all good. They're all great. They're all, you know, and you know what a lot of people don't understand or realize, that when a problem comes into this world, on the back of that coin is the solution. Now, in the 1960s, Finnish saunas were the bomb. They're the best. But as the world became more toxic, they weren't good enough for getting us to get the body to eliminate a lot of the toxins. They do a little bit. They're great. I mean, such a track record, you know. So because of the greater degrees of toxins in the world, we needed to create far infrared saunas. That's the solution. It's a light energy. It's energy medicine where the energy goes in and penetrates. And again, the purpose of a far infrared sauna is to resonate with your water molecules, get them to vibrate, increase your body temperature, and fulfill the dream of Hippocrates. Because again, increasing the circulation is number two. The other benefits of increasing body temperature would be three: oxygenating the body, flooding your body with oxygen, same as ozone. That's what ozone does. And with sauna, for those who are into ozone saunas, there's two ozone companies that sell the relaxed sauna in a package with their ozone unit and sells it an ozone sauna. But you can simply put the ozone on the bottom where the cord comes out in the relaxed sauna and make an ozone sauna out of the relaxed sauna. But the relaxed sauna itself floods the body with oxygen. We tested it and increased muscle oxygen 45%.
Wow.
Now,
that's a lot.
I think all your saunas are going to do at least 20%.
Okay.
See, all saunas do a lot of good.
But
the relaxed sauna is like the Mercedes. We do 45% increase in muscle oxygen, and when you increase the oxygen in your body, I've been selling oxygen products, chlorine dioxide, et cetera, since 1988.
Oh, wow.
Oxide homozone. I mean, you know, Ed McCabe wrote the book, Oxygen Therapies, and later Flood Your Body with Oxygen. So my health, so I've always been pretty progressive in that. And I highly, you know, recommend those products, you know, Chinese herbs, green foods, you know, medicinal mushrooms. I've been selling all that since the 80s to health food stores and health professionals. But the oxygen kills the anaerobic bacteria.
Right.
And the aerobic bacteria will thrive, and it also can kill some parasites. Like, because we're really popular among the Lyme disease population, the doctors and the patients. The first Lyme disease conference I went to about 10 years ago, basically we sold 43 saunas, believe it or not. That was 10 years ago, to the patients and to the doctors. And we've got so many, you know, doctors now recommend the relaxed sauna to their patients. Dr. Paul Anderson used to teach at Bastyr College for 25 years, and he now does his own seminars at advanced applications of medical practice to hundreds and hundreds of doctors. And he sent me a video saying they consistently get the temperature in their patients to 101.5, 101.9 degrees consistently using the relaxed sauna, which he says is really, really strange for a sauna, because usually saunas can't do that. Yeah, I've had that since 88. It's out of print now, and he's done another book. But that book created miracles for the world. I mean, it talks also about the evils of the pharmaceutical industry, the evils of the AMA, and how they bludgeoned to death, you know, who were promoting oxygen therapies back then. It's like, I got into the industry in 1971, and you know, I started fasting. I had an out-of-body experience, and then a Kundalini awakening experience. My whole body chemistry changed. I couldn't eat anything, so I had to eat basically dates, figs, and cashews for about 9 months was my 80% of my diet. And But I got into the industry then. And it was just like a cat and mouse game. You couldn't say anything. Traditional Chinese medicine wasn't valid. Ayurvedic Indian old medicine wasn't valid. And, you know, so that you just learn to play with those games. And it is like learning how to, the art of communicating, the art of.
Right.
That's the way it is anyway, because you can't make claims, because I don't know what's going to do to you. Your body's different. Your attitudes are different.
Sure. You
know? So I'm just sharing my joy in a sense. Mm-hmm. And when we go to the Relax Sauna, we do like 100 shows a year, and I do about 25 shows a year. We have a sign that says mental clarity. Another one says bring joy.
That's great. I have a question for you. Is it just the portability, or is there a reason why the face is out of the sauna? Because most saunas, the traditional saunas, you know, the wood, it's fully embodied. You close the door and you're inside. But this one, it's just to hear.
Well, you know, jokingly, I say I duck my head into the sauna about 50% of the time.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And but you know, Wally has a company where it's a holistic pharmacy, and they bought a Relax Sauna for the employees, and Wally happens to be a lover of the wooden saunas, and he uses every day for about 30, 40 years, but his wife never would go in, and we did a conference in San Diego about 7 years ago. She was in the sauna 4 times a day, and he bought it for her. And she uses it all the time, gave us a testimony. It's like what Dr. Christiane Northrup says when I met her at the Hay House conference before she bought her sauna from us. She said, I can't believe how fast it heats up in 30 seconds, and my hair doesn't get messed up.
Yeah, that's what I said in my opening. I was like, for the women, I get that, yeah. Because it is, when you go into the sauna, I always have to shower afterwards. I love it, but like the wood saunas, yeah, I have to shower afterwards and do my makeup and the whole thing. So it's a process. But
can you imagine the joy of going in for 5 to 7 minutes anytime without worrying about makeup or your hair or anything like that?
Yeah.
And it's like,
we need to do that for the gym, and then we're golden.
Yeah. It's like, now we've got athletes. I mean, we've got a number of the baseball teams. The Dodgers bought 3 saunas from us 2 years ago, right before they won 111 games. And we've got about 6 other Major League Baseball teams now using the Relax Sauna for some of their members. Nice. And we're promoting the Relax Sauna to athletes, and more of them are coming on board saying there ain't nothing like the Relax Sauna. I mean, it's like night and day between this and the other saunas, but it takes time to educate people, especially because, you know, we've got a lot of content, but we're working on changing our website so we're more sophisticated up to the 2024. But, you know, people, when you go in and have the experience, I jokingly say, this is, I think, what Jimi Hendrix was talking about when he says, are you experienced? Were you ever in the relaxed sauna? Actually, it's a lot greater than that, but... And you know, James Brown, he wrote that song, I Feel Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard he had a dream, and that in the dream he was in the relaxed sauna, and that as soon as he woke up, he wrote that song.
Sure. There's a long list, right?
Yeah. And I could tell a whole bunch of Forrest Gump stories about the relaxed sauna.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But basically, you know, it really does feel like your grandma's giving you a loving hug. And then again, the fact that it gets rid of pain and stress and tension in 5 to 7 minutes. But in terms of a lot of people are saying, like Rhonda Patrick and Andrew Huberman are talking about Finnish saunas, and they have not experienced the relaxed sauna, because if they'd had, they would say, no infrared sauna can raise and create heat shock proteins like this. The relaxed sauna can. It can do everything that they're talking about at 140, 150 degrees, not 176 to 212.
So these get up to 140 degrees? Is that what you said?
It's pretty much, as soon as you turn it on, it's at 130, 140 degrees in 5-7 minutes. You start sweating in 8 minutes. It can get up to 169. And someone even told me it got up to 175, and that's like too hot for me. Okay, unless I'm meditating. Okay,
right.
Or, otherwise I have to do this to be able to handle it. You know. I told you we have that sophisticated temperature control digital yet, where you take your digits and you unzip the zipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after 22 minutes, I am ready to get out.
Right.
I remembered it's the light, not the heat. So mm-hmm. I undid the zipper about 8 inches, and wow, I'm sweating profusely, but I'm not hot anymore. Mm. I'm comfortable. And so I can go to finish out the 30-minute timer. You know how we humans are? The timer's for 30 minutes, so we want to go to 30 minutes.
Right. Yes.
But actually, on spa day for Phil, this is what I do. I go in for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. get out, drink some water, maybe take a shower, then do another 20-minute sweat. And on spa day, I do it a third time. And I feel like spa for 9 hours. I quit drinking coffee 53 years ago.
But
I just found that fasting and doing mm-hmm. Chinese herbs and other things would give me and spirulina and chlorella and blue green mm-hmm. algae, those would give me these same kind of energies. But it puts a cup of coffee to shame in the morning. You feel so revitalized. And before bed, you do it before you go to bed, and you mm-hmm. sleep better. And mm-hmm. and so and for cancer patients, I would say use it for 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night. You know, mm-hmm. But that's again, I have to put in the claim. That's not a
not medical advice. It's just something to try.
Yeah, something to try. You know, experiment. You know, it's like the most children's stories, you know, especially from antiquity, start with the adventures of, and that means life is an adventure.
It is.
Just don't get rid of that fear word, the F word. That's the F word, fear.
That's the F word.
You know, people come to me, you know, and they say, is there any EMF in the relaxed sauna? You know, am I on the Harry Potter set? And did they just say Voldemort? it's like, you know, first of all, it's been proven in Japan that far infrared light antidotes the ill effects of microwave EMF. Mm-hmm. If you look at the 21 most common household appliances, the relaxed sauna is third and seventh lowest in EMF. Mm-hmm. But what's more important, that we have 4 people who go into houses to make them safe EMF-wise in San Diego and in LA and Anaheim and in Phoenix, and they all have relaxed saunas in their own houses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a testimony that the relaxed sauna is safe. There's no EMF danger. Even Dr. Klinghart's partner at an autism conference took the relaxed sauna up to her hotel room, and after one session, her elbow pain that she'd had for a year with all the greatest technologies available to her, they couldn't get rid of. And in one session, the relaxed sauna was all gone. That was about 5-6 years ago. Still hasn't recovered. And she said, no, the fluorescent lights above are way more dangerous to me than the relaxed sauna. There's no EMF problems. And so, you know, again, you know, you can see EMF isn't really bad, because the PEMF devices, pulse electromagnetic frequency, are healing devices.
Yes.
All these devices we use, they're healing devices. They all use electricity. There's EMF all the time. There's no such thing as zero EMF. It uses electricity. Mm. And again, that's not the issue. The issue is not how much or how little sugar is in your product. It's how effective the herbs are. How effective is the relaxed sauna radiator? That's the issue. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm a real purist, and I got into the health food industry. And after I had that experience in 71, I mean, I couldn't even drink normal water without feeling out of balance. I had to drink the spring water, you know, where it didn't affect me and cause a schism in my mental ability. So, you know, I've been, you know, and I opened up a health food store focusing on selling tonics, and then later getting on to herbs that help get rid of ailments. But it was the tonic element of you know, I mean, I was, In high school, I solved math problems for national high school magazines, and I was I found the first one to find the solution four or five times I was published. I mean, I was sort of like a child prodigy in math. Mm-hmm. But then when I had my out-of-body experience, they said, you are too left brain. You need to get into the arts. You need to get in music, art, and dance, the ballast. You need to become right brain also. So my whole life has been devoted personally to integrating feeling and thinking. And one of my favorite statements about that is, thinking without feeling brings about woe. That's consternation and thought. And feeling without thinking brings grief. There's a lack of structure. And so when you can get your thoughts and feelings in harmony, you're free. Mm-hmm. And the sauna gets you into the parasympathetic mode. And that's the fourth thing about what increasing body temperature does. Mm. When you activate the parasympathetic, there is no time. There is no pain, because pain is simply the awareness of time, hurrying, worrying, waiting, all painful. So there's no time, and there you are. True healing can take place. And you know, I ask people, how do you feel after they get out of the relaxed sauna? Relaxed. Next one, relaxed. Next one, relaxed. And that was 15 years ago, and I said, damn. That's why they call it the relaxed sauna. I never put two and two together. This is the relaxed sauna. There's a reason for it.
Because it relaxes you. Yes. Yeah.
And what Angela said, she said, I gave that $1,200 sauna away. I gave the higher dose blanket away, because the relaxed sauna leaves me revitalized. And the other one drained me. You know, they left me feeling... It's like a young man at a cancer conference we did in Reno about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said, I drove 45 minutes a day, I mean, twice a week, to my mom's house across L.A. to use their sauna. And it took me 45 minutes. And afterwards, I felt exhausted. Here, I'm using your relaxed sauna at this conference in Reno. And after 25 minutes with my clothes on, I feel incredibly revitalized. And see... So it's called relax, but that's the fifth thing that increasing body temperature does. And I think it's related to the fact that your parasympathetic's activated, because now true energy is going to be created by the mitochondria. You're going to create ATP, nitric oxide, not caffeine, nervous energy, but pure energy. And that's the fifth thing that far infrared saunas are about. Increasing the body temperature does, because that's why Hippocrates said, find me a way to create fever and sweat and I will cure disease.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're talking about the EMFs, you know, LED lights too, like they can be very healing, but we also know they can use it to cause all sorts of like, you know, mind control and seizures and not in everybody seizure, but you know, they can have negative and adverse reactions as well. So it's definitely, it can be used for both. So
I'm very aware. We've been going to the Red Pill Expo since October of, I guess, 2020. Mm-hmm. They were one of the first shows to happen after the craziness. Yes. And we have, you know, and I had an employee, my manager, back in the 80s. She was all upset because she didn't want her kids to get the vaccinations that are required. And so, you know, I'm a real purist, a naturalist, you know, and I've been promoting this for, I guess, 50 some years, out of sharing what I've discovered personally. And, you know, it's just because it's right for me doesn't mean it's right for someone else. So, I remember, you know, when I was starting to awaken, I told a person that all I got to do is feel. That's the answer to all life. And she said, I'm a dancer. I think I feel too much. And then when I got, it's all a balance. It's all a balance.
Right. Right. No, that's for sure. Well, I am so sorry. I think we are going to have to wrap this up. We'll definitely do another one, though, and I will see you at the conferences coming up. And so everybody can go to relaxsaunas.com. So that's relaxsua sorry, saunas.com. And your promo code, your discount code is Quartz. And we are doing for the week, you can get 150 off, which is awesome. Thank you so much for that. So if you have anything else you want to add, please do. And tell everybody, so relaxsaunas.com is where they can go. Yeah.
I wanted to mention that there is a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay. Because
we're not at a show where you can try it and know without a shadow of a doubt that this is different.
Right.
Relax on a difference. This is different. It may look the same, but it's totally different because of the technology.
And right.
There is a 30-day money-back guarantee. And most people don't take advantage of it because then they wouldn't be able to use it the next day.
Right. Yeah. That's usually a good sign. The fact they want to keep using it. Yeah. So therefore they don't return it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you all for watching and listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.